Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
It's always good to be with you.
与会众一起相见是何等的美好。
As a way of review, the last time I was with you, I spoke a little bit about the silent years between Malachi and the New Testament.
我想要与会众一起温习一下我上一次所交通的信息是讲的在马拉基书和新约圣经之间神有一段沉默的时光。
And I was reminded this morning around the Lord's table, that we are a people that love the Lord Jesus.
我在饼杯桌子面前的时候被提醒说我们是一群爱神的人。
But sometimes we can say we love the Lord Jesus and we can have the Lord's table, but the zeal and the true love can fade away.
那有许多的时候我们可以说主我们爱你，我们也可以来到饼杯桌子面前，但是在我们里面那种爱却渐渐的消失。
I can't speak for your hearts here, but we see in the world today much of the love for the Lord has faded away.
我不能来站在你的立场上讲话为你说话，但是我们可以看见在这个世界上许多爱主人的心渐渐的冷淡。
Just like in the time of Malachi, the people forgot to love the Lord, forgot to say we'd rather have the Lord than all else, and they were busy about their own life.
就像在圣经中马拉基书所描述的许多人忘记了主，忘记了爱主，被这个世界上的事物所缠绕。
But you may recall, last time we were together, we spoke of Elizabeth and Zechariah.
但是你可能记住我们上一次已经讲过以利沙伯和撒加利亚。
This was a couple that realized that they had lost the love for God.
这是一对意识到他们已经失去渐渐失去主爱的一对夫妻。
Elizabeth was barren, she could not have a child, and I think it reminded her that maybe she had forgotten God and was more worried about having a child.
以利沙伯当时她是不能怀孕，那她可能就是在焦虑她为什么不能有孩子，可能就会疏忽了对神的爱。
And we saw that Zechariah was busy being a priest, and it was more service than true worship.
那我们也可以看到，想象到撒加利亚，他是一个祭司，他可能更加忙于自己的侍奉。
And when they recognized this, they humbled themselves and they prayed.
当他们意识到这一点，他们就来到神面前谦卑下来，在神面前祷告。
And as a reminder, humility always gives room for God's grace and mercy.
让我们就能够再次被提醒说，如果能够让神的恩典和怜悯来到我们当中，首先我们一个态度就是要谦卑下来。
And he showed grace and mercy to Zechariah and Elizabeth.
他就把自己丰富的怜悯和恩典向撒加利亚和以利沙伯展示出来。
And we see the fruit of this grace and mercy in the birth of John.
我们就看到这个恩典和怜悯的果子，就是约翰的出生。
And so this morning I'd like to speak about this brother of ours, John the Baptist.
今天我们所要讲的就是我们的弟兄施洗约翰。
And the term that I give him for this time is that he was John the Baptist, a trailblazer for Christ.
我们今天想给这个信息的题目就是约翰，他是施洗约翰，他是神道的先驱者。
He was one who made a path and made a way for the Lord Jesus Christ to come to this earth.
他为我们的主耶稣基督来到世间，来开辟道路，预备道路。
Now we prayed many prayers around the Lord's table of how much we love the Lord Jesus.
今天我们在饼杯桌子面前有许多的祷告，都来表明我们是如此的爱耶稣基督。
Well, I don't know about you, but if I love someone, I want to see him.
我不知道你，但是我知道我，如果我爱一个人的话，我就真的想见他。
When I first met my wife, she lived in Galveston and I lived in Houston.
我第一次遇见我的妻子的时候，她 他住在 Galveston， 我在休斯顿。
I looked for every opportunity to go to Galveston.
每次有机会我就要去 Galveston 去见他。
Because I loved my wife.
因为我爱我的妻子。
She wasn't my wife yet, but she was to become my wife.
那时候虽然她还没有真正成为我的妻子，但是她要会成为我的妻子。
So every opportunity, every time I had a break from school, from the university, I made my way to Galveston.
每次当我在上大学的时候，只要有一个间隙，有一个休息，我都要去 Galveston 去见她。
I could say I loved her.
我可以告诉她说我爱她。
But if I just said it and wrote her notes all the time and was busy in Houston and never visited her, maybe she might wonder if I was interested.
如果我只是告诉她我爱她，或者写一些小的纸条告诉她我爱她，我却忙于在休斯顿的事情，连见她面都没有，她可能就会怀疑说我是不是真爱她。
If we truly love somebody, we will go out of our way to see them.
我们如果真的爱一个人的话，我们会尽量的去见他。
Just like this hymn we sang.
就像这个诗歌所说的。
We don't need mansions, we don't need money, we don't need anything, we'd rather have Jesus.
我们不需要金钱，不需要美宅，我们不需要许多事情，我们最需要的就是耶稣基督。
I'll just explain with one last story about my wife and my relationship.
我想要再给你们交通最后一个关于我和我妻子的故事。
I was at the University of Houston.
我在 修大上学。
She was in medical school in Galveston.
她在 Galveston 的医疗学校上学。
I woke up one morning and found out that a tropical storm was coming in.
我早晨起来的时候知道有一个热带的风暴会将降临。
They canceled school at the University of Houston.
在修大所有的课程都被取消了。
The weather is too bad. Don't come to school.
天气非常的糟，不要来学校上课。
I lived on the north side of Houston.
我住在休斯顿城市的北边。
I got in my car.
我就上了车。
I drove right by the University of Houston.
我就路经休斯顿大学。
And drove to Galveston.
然后我就开到 Galveston。
Right where the storm was.
Galveston 是这个热带风暴将要降临的地方。
The very reason they canceled school, I went right through that storm and went to Galveston.
这个就本来学校停课的原因就是因为热带风暴，我却专门到热带风暴的地方去。
So I could be with my bride to be.
好叫我与我的即将成为我新娘的那一位在一起。
Are we willing to do that for the Lord Jesus?
我们愿意这样来对待我们的主耶稣基督吗？
Are we willing to forgo the blessings of this world?
我们愿意来承受，来忽视这个世界的这个福分。
Are we willing to risk the comforts of this world for our Lord Jesus?
我们愿意为了主的缘故来舍弃我们的舒适吗？
Well, there was a man that we can look to who did that.
我们可以今天我们却可以仰望一位他已经为我们创始成终的这件事儿。
And that person is John the Baptist.
他就是约翰，施洗约翰。
Well, let's look to the Lord in prayer that we might see what we can learn from this.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we are thankful that you have given us a love for you.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你把你的爱放在我们的里面。
Lord, we pray that you would take this next hour to show us that we need to love more and we need to act upon this love.
主啊，希望在这一段时间内，你提醒我们，我们需要爱你更多，我们必先能够实行出来。
May we show our love just as John the Baptist did.
让我们好叫像施洗约翰一样。来展示我们对你的爱。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Read a few portions of Scripture, Matthew chapter 3.
我们来读一下圣经，马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3, the first six verses.
马太福音第三章第一到第六节。
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea.Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is the one who the prophet Isaiah had spoken of when he said, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to see him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins.
马太福音第三章一到六节，那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
And then turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7, verses 24 through 30.
路加福音第七章第二十四到三十节。
When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken in the wind? What then did you go see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, more than a prophet. This is speaking of John here. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare a way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. When all the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, they declared God as just, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him.
路加福音第七章二十四到二十九节，约翰所差来的人既走了，耶稣就对众人讲论约翰说，你们从前出去到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？你们出去到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿华丽衣服宴乐度日的人在王宫里，你们出去究竟是要看什么？要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。经上记着说，这是讲的约翰，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路，所说的就是这个人。我告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过约翰的，然而神国里最小的比他还大。众百姓和税吏既受过约翰的洗，听见这话就以神为义，但法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
In one of the verses here, we read a very bold statement.
我们在这里读的圣经有一个非常突出的经节。
Jesus says, of all men born of women, John the Baptist is the greatest.
第二十八节说，凡妇人所生的，施洗约翰是最大的。
But then he also hints that you and I can be one of those as well, great among those born of woman.
他也说到我们也是妇人所生的之一。
So what made John the Baptist so special?
什么能够使施洗约翰如此的特殊呢？
Why can we call him a trailblazer for Christ?
为什么我们可以说他是基督的先驱呢？
Why was he chosen and why did he remain faithful as the one who ushered in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么约翰能够成为一个忠心来引进基督的人呢？
Well, we want to look at that this morning.
我们今天早晨要研读这几节圣经。
John the Baptist could be a trailblazer for Christ because he answered the call.
约翰施洗约翰他为什么能够成为基督的先驱者，是因为他答应了神对他的呼召。
Because you and I are in this room today, because we gathered around the Lord's table, I firmly believe we have been called to bring in the return of Christ.
你和我一样，我们坐在这里，我们坐聚集在饼杯桌子面前，我们都知道神呼召我们等待他的再来。
If we love the Lord Jesus Christ, we should want him to return.
如果我们真的爱耶稣的话，我们爱我们的主耶稣，我们应该衷心盼望他的再来。
Well, why was John chosen?
那为什么约翰被拣选了呢？
Well, for one, he lived a life of humility.
第一点，他过着一个谦卑的生活。
He did not take this choosing and make it his own life.
他没有把这个蒙召被拣选作为自己的生活。
He could have been a priest just like his dad.
他本来可以做一个祭司，就像他的父亲一样。
And everyone could have said, "Oh, there's John the priest."
大家都可以说，哇，你看约翰，约翰他是一个祭司。
There's John the Levite.
或者说约翰他是个利未人约翰
But he did not choose that path. He chose obedience instead.
但是他没有为自己拣选那条道路，他却选择顺服主的。
You know, he could have had his own special ministry.
他本来可以有自己的一个服事。
He had a special birth. His mom was too old to have a child.
他的出生就很特别，因为在他妈妈生他的时候已经丧失了生育的能力。
But instead of pointing to himself, he lived a life of pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以没有把这些焦点放在自己的身上，他却把这个指向基督。
You know, it says that he went out into the wilderness as he was commanded.
这个经节里面你可以读到说，当他蒙召的时候，他来到旷野当中。
You know, he could have chosen his filial or sonship duty to his parents.
那他本来可以来尽孝的，来和他的父母在一起。
You know, his parents were older when he was born.
因为他出生的时候，他的父母亲已经年迈。
So as he was growing up, they were getting older.
特别是当他长大的话，他都渐渐的都衰老了。
And he could have said, well, you know, I'll go out into the wilderness, I'll serve the Lord, I'll obey the Lord, after I take care of my parents.
他那可能会有借口说，等到我把我的父母都照顾好了以后，我再到旷野里面去答应神的呼召。
But his parents gave him a great gift.
但是他的父母给他一个很大的恩赐。
And this was the gift they gave him.
这个就是他的恩赐。
You don't worry about us, you worry about God.
你不用为我们担心，你为神家里的事而担心。
If God tells you to take care of me and to take care of us in our older years, then do that.
如果神告诉你说，来在我们年迈的时候照顾我，那你就这么做。
But if God tells you to go out in the wilderness, then go out in the wilderness, and the Lord will take care of us.
但是如果神说呼召你到旷野里面传道，那他自己会来照顾我们。
And he chose that call to obey the Lord.
他答应了这个呼召，来顺服神的旨意。
You know, the other thing that John didn't do is he didn't fall into the second generation complex.
第二件事情，约翰没有做的是，他没有陷入二代的情节。
What I'm about to say may apply more to the young people, but maybe not, maybe all of us.
我要说的这个。二代基督徒情节可能会适用于一些年轻的人，也可能适用于我们每个人。
Sometimes we look at our parents who are serving the Lord and we say, you know, I don't want to live that life of sacrifice.
有的时候我们看到我们的父母，我们就说，我可不想像他们一样过着一个牺牲的生活。
Maybe as a young person, we know our parents sing that song, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold.
那我们可以看见我们的父母亲来唱，我宁愿有耶稣胜过金银。
Many second generation, many children of Christians leave the Lord, leave following the Lord, because they don't want to make that sacrifice that their parents made.
有许多的年轻人，他们离开了真道，弃绝了他们所听的耶稣基督，因为他们不愿意来照着他们父母的牺牲来侍奉耶稣。
You know another sad thing that I see in the church today?
另外一件让我忧伤的事情，就是在教会里所发生的。
Parents don't want their children to suffer a little bit.
父母亲不希望他们的孩子经受苦难。
We sing a song, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold.
我们真的是唱这样的诗歌，说我宁愿有耶稣胜过金银。
But I'm going to make sure my children have everything they need.
但是我要确保说我的孩子拥有一切。
And we spoil them.
然后我们就宠爱他们。
We give them education.
我们让他们受教育。
We give them money.
我们给他们钱。
We give them a life of ease.
我们让他们过舒适的生活。
Their life is so easy, they have no need for the Lord Jesus.
他们的生活是如此的舒适，他们没有需要基督的意思。
We give our children so much prosperity that they can only but want to follow the ways of the world.
我们给我们孩子们提供如此丰盛的生活，他们就没有这个意愿来追随耶稣。
But John did not fall into that trap.
但是约翰却没有陷到这样的一个迷失当中。
Zachariah and Elizabeth did not fall into that trap.
以利沙伯和撒加利亚没有陷到这样的。
They allowed him to go out into the wilderness.
他们却让他的儿子到
to experience the working of God upon his heart.
到旷野当中，好叫神能够在他能够让孩子亲自经历神。
Are we willing to do that?
让我们愿意让这样的事情发生吗
？No, it's okay to provide for our children.
我们可以来向给我们的孩子提供他所需的。
But only in the measure that the Lord would have us.
那只有在主的带领之下。
So how did John the Baptist become this trailblazer?
那约翰怎么成为这个？先驱的呢?
Number one reason, he was absolutely and completely satisfied with the Lord.
第一点的原因是他完全的毫无保留的认为基督是他一切的满足。
He chose to live in a barren land.
他自己愿意居住在这个无水之地。
He realized that God gave him life and God would sustain his life.
他意识到神如果给他生命，神一定来供给他一切所需。
Whenever we worry about our funds or our future, don't we remember that Christ gave us life, and so He will preserve our life?
那当我们为一些许多世上的事情来焦虑的时候，我们有没有想到神给了我们生命，他一定会提供我们一切所需？
John was able to be a trailblazer for Christ because he looked for every opportunity to decrease.
约翰他为什么能够成为神的先驱者，是因为他在所有的机会上都让自己慢慢的减少。
And that's why one of the key phrases of his testimony was, I must decrease, and he, Christ, must increase.
所以在他所有所说的话里面，最经典的一个就是，愿我减少，愿他加增。
Do we go out of our way to find areas in our life where we can decrease?
我们有没有来尽力的寻找到自己可以慢慢减少的地方呢？
Where we can serve others?
好叫我们能够服侍其他的圣徒。
Let's be very practical for a moment.
让我们有一些实际的讲说。
When we're in the house with our family,Do we look for ways where we can serve our little younger siblings?
如果我们在自己的家中，我们有没有来寻找机会来服侍我们小弟弟小妹妹呢？
Husbands, do we look for times to serve our wives?
丈夫们，我们有没有来寻找机会来服侍我们的妻子呢？
Wives, do we look for times to serve our husbands?
妻子们。我们有没有来寻找机会来服侍我们的丈夫呢
and children, do we look for times to serve our parents?
孩子们，我们有没有寻找机会来服侍我们的父母呢
It's a very practical, simple example.
这是非常简单的，非常实际的例子。
But if we live a life of always wanting to be served,
如果我们只是想过一个被服侍的生活
then we will never know what it means to serve the Lord.
我们永远也不会知道什么是服侍神。
Look for areas to decrease.
让我们可以寻找我们可以减少的地方。
That he might increase in our life.
好叫神在我们的身上能够更多的彰显。
So here we have John living in a wilderness.
那这儿约翰就住在这个旷野当中。
No riches, no silver, no gold.
没有富足，没有金银。
Only communion with God.
只有与神的交通。
And what did he wear?
他穿什么呢？
Yeah, the scripture is very, very precise. He wore a cloak of camel's hair.
经节里面说的非常的详细，他穿着骆驼毛的衣服。
Oh, there's a lot of meaning behind that.
这个之后有许多属灵的意义。
An animal's cloak can only be worn through sacrifice.
这个动物毛的衣服只能是做牺牲用的。
There was a blood sacrifice that gave him that camel's hair coat.
因着他能够穿着骆驼毛的衣服，是一个有一个这个动物的这个寄生的牺牲。
Again, it was a little picture of the sacrifice that Christ would be.
这样我们就可以看到基督为我们所做的牺牲。
But also, camel's hair is very different.
那而且骆驼毛非常的不一样。
It's a cloak of separation.
是一个分别。
No one else was wearing camel's hair.
没有人穿骆驼毛的衣服。
It was his symbol of separation.
这是他被分别出来的一个标志。
How many of us dare to be different?
我们有几个人愿意自己与众不同呢？
In our lives, do we just want to fit in at work?
让我们的生活当中，我们只是想要合群呢？
Or do we dare to have that different life that comes forth, in our appearance?
还是我们愿意能够与其他的人不一样，愿意被分别出来与众不同呢？
You know, there's something today known as political correctness.
今天在这个世界上有一个叫政治正确。
Where we don't want to offend anybody.
这样好叫我们不去得罪任何人。
We just want to fit in.
我们只是想要合群。
I know I've told this story before, and I apologize.
我知道我在之前交通过这个故事，所以我先道歉。
But many of my students in high school are writing essays for college.
但是现在有许多的，高中生在写大学申请的，这些文章的时候，申请文的时候。
And often the essays are designed in such a way that if you truly love the Lord Jesus and you serve in the church and you are with brothers and sisters, that's going to come out in your essays.
如果你要写这种大学申请文章的时候，你自然而然的会写到你在弟兄姊妹当中你有这样的服事，或者你爱耶稣基督这样的故事，自然的彰显流露出来。
And if you write that you are a follower of Christ, and that essay goes to many of the universities, you are severely limiting your chance of getting into that university. They don't want to hear about Christ.
如果你写这样的文章来申请大学的话，如果你写明出来你是耶稣基督的追随者的话，这样的文章到达这些招生官面前，你的机会就非常的有限。
They don't want to hear that you're a lover of Christ.
他们不想知道你是爱慕基督的人。
They want to hear an essay. They want to read an essay that talks about how you love the world, you serve the world, and you're going to make the world greater, and you're going to make a lot of money so you can give them a lot of money once you're an alumni.
那这些大学他就是希望你写的文章是你如何的爱这个世界，你如何的在这个世界上可以施展你的才华，挣更多的钱，好叫有一天你能这个从这个学校毕业的时候，你成为校友会，你可以继续捐钱。
And there's, I see a lot of young people in here, and I see a lot of parents of young people. This is a decision you're going to have to make. Will you write on your essays, I love Christ? Will it come out?
今天在这里有许多的年轻人，还有许多年轻人的父母亲。当你面临这样的选择，申请大学的时候，你会不会写到我是耶稣基督的追随者？
Or will you go out of your way to hide the fact that you're a Christian just so you can get into that school or just because you can get into that school that has a big scholarship?
还是你想尽力地隐藏这一切，好叫你可以进入这个学校，甚至拿到奖学金？
Dare to be different, John was.
你敢做这样的，敢与众不同吗？约翰，施洗约翰，他就敢与众不同。
But remember, this camel hair cloak that was so different was also God's protection.
你知道这个骆驼毛的衣服如此的不同，它也是神对他的一个保护。
Camel hair would protect John from the cold.
因为这个骆驼毛会保护约翰不会冷。
It also protected him from the heat.
也保护他不会过热。
Camel hair protects you against the rough brushes and the rocks.
这样，这个骆驼毛还保护他不会成天的受到这个与石头摩擦受的损伤。
It may not have been the fashion of the time, but it was the greatest protection of a son of God, or a son of one chosen. He's not the son of God. I don't want to be confusing there. A child of God.
虽然这他所穿的衣服不是时尚，但是这绝对是神所赐给他的，一个保护。
Do you realize that we can put on Christ?
你知道我们可以穿戴基督吗？
You put on Christ and you write that essay, the Lord will get you to the right college.
如果你披戴基督，你去写这个大学申请文章，神会立定你去哪个大学。
You put on Christ and he will protect you with that unfair boss.
你披戴基督，他会保护你去忍受这一切不公平的老板。
He will protect you among coworkers that like to gossip.
他会来保护你在那些愿意嚼舌传言的同事当中。
Remember this.
记住这一点。
You put on the clothing of Christ. You put on Christ. There is nothing this world can do to harm you or touch you.
请记住这一点。当你披戴基督的时候，这个世界是碰不着你的。
All we have to do is put on Christ.
我们所需要做的就是披戴基督。
How do we put on Christ?
我们怎么样才能披戴基督呢？
Through prayer.
急着祷告。
Do we pray for the Lord's protection?
我们有没有为神在我们身上的保护而祷告呢？
If we have an angry temperament, do we ask the Lord, Lord, protect me from my own anger?
如果我们有这个暴躁的情绪这个习惯的话，我们有没有祷告说，主啊，求你帮助我呢？
If we're a lazy person, do we ask the Lord, Lord, protect me from my laziness?
如果我们是一个懒惰的人，我们有没有祷告说，主啊，求你保护我，不让我再懒惰？
If we have a wandering mind that even right now is thinking about work or the troubles at home or video games, do we ask the Lord to protect our mind?
如果我愿意走神的话，我们有没有来求主帮助我们改掉这个走神的习惯？就比如说，甚至现在你可能在想到了家中的情况，想到你的游戏，或者想到你的工作。
Parents, are we praying for our children that they might have camel hair of protection as they go out into the world?
父母亲们，我们有没有祷告说，当我们把我们的孩子逐渐长大进入世界的时候，我们有没有为他的这个骆驼毛的保护而祷告呢？
Do we raise our children in such a way that they put on Christ?
我们有没有来养育我们的孩子，教导他们如何披戴基督呢？
Or do we raise our children the same way the world does?
还是我们和这个世界上的人一样，来一样的方式来养育我们的孩子？
Where we put our focus on fame and fortune?
还是我们在跟世界上的人一样，把我们的焦点放在声望和财富当之上。
We are called to be different.
我们是蒙召分别出来的一群人。
And I want to challenge you this as you go back to school in the new year, as you go back to work this week. Are you different?
我想要向你挑战，问自己一个问题：当你再回到你的学校或者回到你的工作当中，问问你自己，我是不是与其他人不一样？
And do yourself a favor.
帮你自己一个忙。
If you find that at work you're just like everybody else,
如果你觉得你的工作就跟其他的人是一样。
If you find out at school that you just want to fit in,
如果你在学校里你只是想要合群。
Find a quiet corner,
去找一个非常安静的角落。
And ask the Lord to give you the courage to be different.
求主来帮助你，给你勇气 好叫你被分别出来，与其他的人不一样。
If you can't find a corner, just sit at your desk and say, Lord, I want to be different.
如果你没有一个安静的角落，你可以就坐在桌前，祷告说，主啊，我要不一样。
I want to have that covering of Christ.
我需要基督对我的遮盖。
It's the problem with the church today is the church doesn't want to be different from the world.
那今天我们教会的问题也是，教会就不想要与世界不一样。
Christians and Christian worship and everything out there wants to be the same as the world, wants to compete as equal footing with the world.
基督徒，基督徒，世界，所有的这一切都想要与世界是一样的，包括敬拜的方式。
One of the first reasons John was able to be a trailblazer is he dared to be different, and he put on this cloak of camel's hair.
所以，为什么施洗约翰他是基督的先驱者？第一个原因就是他被分别出来与众不同，他穿着骆驼毛的衣服。But
it also said in the scripture that he wore a leather belt.
在经节圣经当中，而且说到他带一个皮带。
Now again, there's no accidents in the scripture.
在这个圣经当中是没有偶然。It
talks about a belt for a reason.
如果我们讲到一个皮带的话，就是有原因的。A
belt constrains us.
这个皮带它可以来限制我们。A
belt keeps things in.
这样一个带子它把什么东西都收在一起。And
we know in the scripture, often a belt is called the belt of truth.
那我们知道，当我们在读圣经的时候，这个皮带就是真理的腰带。And
John was faithful to the truth.
约翰他是对真理非常忠心的一位。And
one of the first truths that he heard was the need for repentance.
他所知道的第一点真理就是我们必须要悔改。God
told him very clearly, "My people need to repent."
神非常清晰地告诉他说，我的民需要悔改。Now
that's not a very popular message.
这个不是一个受欢迎的教导。If
you want to win political office, you don't tell people you're sinners, you make mistakes, you're wrong, and you need to repent.
如果你要想在政治上成功的话，你不会告诉别人说你是罪人，你需要悔改，你需要改正。
If you want to have many followers, if you want to try to compete with the world, you preach prosperity.
如果你想要与这个世界合舞的话，你最好来所讲的信息就是成功神学。You
tell people love Jesus and get as much money and wealth as possible.
你告诉人说，如果你爱基督的话，你的事业就有成，你会有很多的财富。But
he was very clear, John said, The way to God is repentance.
那施洗约翰却讲得非常清晰，说我们需要悔改。Now
one of the main places that we can find truth is in the scripture.
我们能够找着最好的真理的地方就是我们的圣经。This
is where we find truth.
所有的真理我们都可以从圣经中找着。
If you spend more time on your computer and more time on your phone than you do in here, you are filling yourself with falsities.
如果你花很多的时间在你的电脑上，在你的手机上，而不花时间在神的话语当中，你就会落入虚假。I'll
ask the young people, if you get a certain number of followers on Instagram, you're known as an Instagram what? Influencer. Excellent.
Instagram 是一个社交网站，是年轻人最喜欢的一个社交网站之一。弟兄就问年轻人说，如果你在这个社交网站上有许多的追随者的话，你的名字就叫这个Instagram的有影响力的人。It
means now that you have so many followers, you are influencing the world.
意思就是说，你现在有这么多人来追踪你的账号，你现在已经开始影响世界了。People
are looking to you now for the truth.
人们都在寻找你，看着你来寻找真理。I
can't think of anything more sad than going to the phone, going to our computer to look for truth.
我觉得最让我伤心的一件事情就是我们来到电脑里面和手机上来寻找真理。
The truth is right here.
我们的真理就在圣经的里面。
And there's so much, you read Ephesians and you read about God's eternal purpose.
当你读到以弗所书的时候，你读到神永远的旨意。
Ephesians is so deep, it's so theological, it's an amazing book.
以弗所书是如此的深，如此的与神学的道理。
And as you're reading Ephesians, you might say to yourself, I want God's eternal purpose.
当你读的时候，你会说，我愿意得到神永远的旨意。
I want to be a servant of God.
我需要成为神的仆人。
Lord, I want to do everything for you.
你就会说，主啊，我愿意做每件事情为你。
And then you get to the last chapters of Ephesians, and he tells you how to do that.
当你走到最后一章的时候，以弗所书就告诉你要怎么样做的时候。
And it says, husbands, love your wives.
就讲到说，丈夫请爱你的妻子。
Wait, that's not deep.
这个并不深奥。
That's not theological.
这也不是说很理论的神学。
But it's the truth.
但是却是真理。
If you want to please God, love your wife.
如果你想要得神的喜悦，请你爱你的妻子。
If you want to usher in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, wives, submit to your husbands.
如果你想要催促主的再来，请你顺服你的丈夫。
If you truly want to enter into God's everlasting grace and everlasting mercy, if you truly want to rule and reign with Christ, children, obey your parents.
如果你愿意进到神永远的，永远的恩典里面，你孩子们就求你，请你们来。I forgot what you said. I'm sorry.
I said a lot. I'm so sorry. If you truly want to come into God's eternal purpose, if you want to rule and reign with Christ, children, obey your parents.
如果你要进入神永远的旨意，要与神一同作王掌权的时候，孩子们，请你们来顺服你们的父母。
You know, there's enough time, young people, since you're not in school these next 2 weeks, read Proverbs.
年轻人们，在接下的两个周里面，你们没有不用上学，我请你们来读箴言。
You see in there the truth of how to live a godly life.
你们可以从里面读到如何在地上过圣洁属神的生活。
And you'll find out how lazy we are.
你会知道我们是如此的懒惰。
And it may cause us to repent.
这样我们就可以有颗悔改的心。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read the Bible, we have to read exactly what's there.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们来读圣经的时候，我们要按字按句的就里面的意思读。
We cannot treat the Bible like we do the Hallmark cards at the store.
我们读圣经不能像对待在商店里卖的贺卡那样对待。
You know, when you look for cards at the store, you go through about 25 until you find just the right one.
你知道，当你去商店里买贺卡的时候，你可能会挑好多张，25张，直到你找着一张适合你的为止。
We can't pick and choose what we want to read in the Bible.
我们不能自己选择我们需要读什么。
If it says one morning, repent, for you are a sinner.
那比如说早间你读的时候说，悔改，因为你是罪人。
We can't say at that time, well, I hope my wife is reading that one.
我们不能对我们自己说，哦，我希望我的妻子正在读这一节。
Oh, this is a great one. The parents read it and like, oh, you are sinners and you need to repent and you're arrogant. Oh, I need to share that with the children.
那当你在读的时候，你说你，你是如此的骄傲，然后你读的时候你就想到，我的孩子应该读这一节。
You know why King David was a man after God's own heart?
你知道为什么大卫王是寻求神心意的人吗？
Because when Nathan the prophet said, No, you are the sinner, David. You are the sinner that story is all about. David fell on his face and he repented.
当拿单说你就是那位犯罪的人，你就是罪人，你需要悔改的时候，大卫立刻面伏于地来悔改。
We're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We just need to repent.
我们只是需要悔改。
Oh, might we be constrained by that truth.
我真的希望我们能够被这个真理所约束。
And the Holy Spirit will reveal truth in the Scripture to us.
圣灵会藉着这个，圣经里面的话语来光照我们，让我们知道真理。
You know, it says also that John ate locusts and honey.
圣经里面还讲到约翰吃蝗虫和野蜜。
Why locusts?
为什么蝗虫呢？
Well, locust speaks of judgment.
蝗虫是讲的一种惩罚，一个惩罚。
Locusts judged when there was a separation between God and man.
当神和人之间有间隔的时候，这个审判就是蝗虫。
John consumed, he ate this judgment.
约翰他吃就是消耗了这个审判。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
He recognized that man was being judged.
就是他承认说人是要受到审判的。
He recognized that God was silent for 400 years as a judgment.
他承认说因着神的审判，神保持沉默了400年。
And John could have felt sorry for himself.
约翰可以为自己觉得非常的悲哀。
He could have had self-pity.
他可能会很自怜。他本来可以感觉自怜。
John could have said, I live in a time when God's not speaking.
他本来可以说我住的这个时代神已经不说话了。
I live in a time when man is so sinful.
我住的这个时代人们是如此的罪恶满盈。
Woe is me.
我太可怜了。
No, instead, he took that judgment, he ate it, and he said, repent. Listen to this judgment, yield to this judgment, and then respond that the Lord might speak to us again.
但是约翰的反应却是对待这个审判，面对这个审判，把审判当作食物吃了，然后说我们来一起面对，来悔改。
Be thankful for God's judgment.
我们来对着神，要对我们的审判而感恩。
We want to do what's right.
我们想要做正确的事。
But sometimes we need a judge to tell us that we need to do right.
但是我们需要有人告诉我们说我们是做的对还是错。
You know, I've received three traffic tickets in the last 5 years.
在过去的五年中，我收到了三张交通的罚单。
In the previous 30 years, I think only one, maybe.
在之前的三十年，我只收到一张，可能。
So guess what? After 30 years of not getting a ticket, I was getting a little loose in my driving.
So, 你知道吗？我三十年没有收到什么罚单，我就有一点轻举妄动。
Driving a little fast.
我可能就会稍微开快点。
A little recklessly.
不好好的驾。
Wondering if my boys would ever be as good a driver as me.
就在想着我的孩子会不会永远也不会像我一样开车好。
And in a very short time, 3 tickets.
在很短的一段时间内，我吃了三张罚单。
Oh, I could have said, well, I didn't know that was a school zone. It was a new town. It wasn't signed well.
我本来应该说这是一个新的小城市，它的那个标记都不清晰，我怎么知道那是学校？
In another small town, it went from 70 to 35, almost like that.
那另外一个是，也是一个小城市，它的限速从，就基本上说突然从70到30。
Oh, so tempted to go to the judge and say I didn't deserve it.
那我是如此的想要来到这个法官的面前告诉他我不配我不应该得这个吃这个罚单。
Or I could listen to the judge who's saying you're reckless with your driving.
那我可能会应该听这个法官对我说你驾车不当。
And say, Lord, you're right.
那我就说主啊你对的。
I've become reckless.
我真的有一点驾车不当。
May we all examine that in our own lives and even in our church life.
我们都来反省一下，思考一下自己的生活，甚至我们教会的生活。
If the Lord is judging us, don't avoid it, don't give excuses for it, consume it. Lord, this is your judgment. It's now becoming a strength. It's now going to sustain me. It's now going to be the thing that gives me life.
所以当神要来审判我们的时候，不是以抵触的心情，而是把它当作食物吃了，成为我们里面的力量。
John ate judgment.
所以约翰就吃了，消耗了这个审判。
And it strengthened him.
这样他就更加有力量。
And he could tell others to repent.
他可以去宣传这个悔改的福音。
But it also says he ate honey, wild honey.
它里面还讲了他吃野蜜。
Now honey is sweet and refreshing.
这个野蜜非常的甜，而且令人感觉很舒服。
Think of the most horrible thing you could possibly eat.
你想一想，你最讨厌吃的是哪个？
I used to think stinky tofu wasn't going to be good.
我以前觉得臭豆腐非常难吃。
I actually really like it.
那我现在很喜欢。
But let's say I didn't like it.
那就比方说我不喜欢。
And say my mother-in-law served it to me.
那我的mother-in-law, 我的岳母，我的岳母给我吃。
And I knew I had to eat it, but oh, I was so worried it wasn't going to taste good.
我知道我必须吃，但是我如此的焦虑，如果吃味儿很糟糕怎么办？
If I could only put a bunch of honey on it,
如果我就放好多的蜂蜜在上面，涂抹上面。
And eat it without her seeing me do that.
趁她没看见的时候吃。
You wouldn't even taste the stinky tofu.
你甚至连臭豆腐的臭味都吃不出来。
Because honey can make everything taste sweet.
因为蜜可以让每一个东西都吃起来很甜。
John ate wild honey.
约翰他吃野蜜。
Now where did he find this wild honey?
他从哪找着这个野蜜呢？
In the wilderness, this is why Canaan was called the land of milk and honey. In the wilderness, you could find it in the rocks.
在这个旷野里面，而不是有牛奶与蜜之地里面，你在旷野里面就可以在这个磐石里面找着这个野蜜。
In the wilderness, in the rough places, there was always honey.
在旷野里面，在不平干旱之地，你总会找着野蜜。
If you looked for it,
如果你要寻找的话
，But it was always there.
总是会有的。
And it says in the scripture, and Jesus is the rock.
那在圣经当中说，基督就是磐石。
If you find Jesus, if you read His word, if you love Him, if you seek Him out, He will give you sweet honey.
如果你寻找基督，如果你爱他，你爱他的话，他一定会给你这个蜜。
There's nothing out there in this world that the Lord Jesus can't make sweet.
在这个世界上，没有任何东西，耶稣基督不能把它变成蜜一样甜的。
Think of the most difficult circumstance you could possibly be in.
你现在想象一下，有一个你最不喜悦的光景。
And the Lord says, I want to be your honey.
那主就对你说，我要成为你的蜜。
I want to be your sweetness.
我要成为你的甘甜。
Nothing compares.
没有能够与它相比。
If you're going through a difficult time.
如果你在经历一个艰难。
If it's your health.
也许是你的健康。
If it's a problem at work.
也许是你工作的环境。
If it's a problem with your spouse.
也许是你的配偶。
Come unto Jesus.
来到基督的脚前。
And he will give you sweetness of himself.
他会把自己的甘甜赐给你。
John also was a very simple servant of God.
约翰他是一个非常简单服侍神的人。
His service was very simple.
他的服侍非常的简单。
He was called to be a voice.
他只是被呼召成为一个声音。
He was calledto tell the people to repent.
他的呼召是告诉人们悔改。
And to make a path for Jesus.
来预备神的道。
He knew his job was to be a hidden one.
他知道他的工作是隐藏的。
Now I really want you to think about this.
我希望你能够来想一想。
John knew that he was going to have a great service in his time.
约翰知道在他的时代他会有一个很大的事工。
And where was this service to be held? In the wilderness.
他的这个施工是从哪儿展开的呢？在旷野当中。
All in the wilderness.
所有的都在旷野当中。
He was hidden.
他是隐藏的。
Do we recognize that there are many hidden times in our life to serve the Lord?
我们有没有意识到有许多隐藏的时候我们可以服侍神？
You don't have to raise your hands, but how many of us do chores around the house?
你不需要举起手来，当时你想一想，有多少人在家里做家务事？
Can we commune with the Lord while we're vacuuming and dusting?
当我们在吸地或者扫屋子的时候，我们能不能与神有交通呢？
When we're doing yard work, can we meditate upon the things of Christ?
当我们在做院子里面的杂事的时候，我们可不可以来默念神呢？
You know, while you're weeding outside and you're singing a song and you're praising the Lord Jesus, that can be much greater service than speaking in front of a group like this.
当你在外面除草的时候，你开始唱诗赞美神，这样的服事不比你在众人面前释放信息，被神轻看，被神重视。
Now the Lord does use people in outward services.
那神确实用人来做外面的工作。
There have been many, many great missionaries and great speakers from the pulpit in world history.
在历史上有许多的人是将在站在讲台上的伟人。
Saint Augustine was one of them. I hope you're learning that in school, the story of Saint Augustine.
圣徒奥古斯丁就是其中的一位。
Martin Luther was a great servant of God that spoke to many people and wrote many great works.
马丁路德他是这伟人当中的一位，他写了许多著作供圣徒阅读。
John and Charles Wesley.
约翰和查尔斯·卫斯理。
Anyone know what those men have in common?
你们知道这些人的共同点是什么吗？
It's very clear in their biographies.
在他们生平当中有一点非常的清晰。
They had mothers that prayed for them incessantly.
他们的母亲，他们都有一位母亲在不间断地为他们祷告。
There aren't many biographies of St. Augustine's mom.
关于圣徒奥古斯丁的妈妈却没有很多的故事。
Nor Martin Luther's.
马丁路德的妈妈也没什么故事。
You don't have those men without their mothers praying for them.
但是这些人却都有许他们的母亲为他们祷告。
At their funeral, Billy Graham is one of the greatest evangelists in history.
葛培里他是一个世界布道世界上非常有名的布道大师之一，在他的葬礼上
he preached the gospel to billions of people.
他为成百万上亿的人来传福音。
And there's a very simple statement made about his ministry.
就讲到一个非常小的关于他的事工。
Without Ruth Graham, you don't have Billy Graham.
没有他的妻子路德·格兰，不会有 Billy Graham， 不会有葛培里。
Ruth Graham was his wife.
这个路德是他的妻子。
She stayed at home.
她是待在家里的。
She did much of the housework.
她是在待在家里做幕后工作。
Did much of the raising of the children.
她是抚养孩子。
While he was preaching to billions.
当她的丈夫为成上亿的人来传讲的时候，他是在家里。
But without her service and her prayer, you don't have Billy Graham.
但是没有他在家里的事工，不会有这个葛培里这么大的事工。
Every single one of us in here has a hidden ministry.
我们在座的每一个人都有一个隐藏的事工。
And this is what's going to bring about the return of Christ.
我们这一切能够带来神，催促神的再来。
You know, John also gained disciples.
约翰他有许多的跟随者。
But what made him special is he always pointed his disciples to Christ.
但是让他与众不同的是，他把他的这些追随者引向基督。
He encouraged his followers to leave him.
他来鼓励他的追随者离开他
and to follow Christ instead.
好叫他们能够来追随基督。
And this is what allowed him to be a trailblazer.
这个就使他成为一个先驱者。
You know, John, in conclusion, John did receive his reward.
在总结来说约翰没有收到他的奖赏。
What was his reward?
他的奖赏是什么呢？
He did.
他收到了他的奖赏。
It doesn't look like it.
看起来不像他的奖赏。
But he blazed a path for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
但是他却为耶稣基督而燃烧了一条道路。
He did get to meet the Lord for a very short time.
他确实与基督有短暂的会面。
But when he met the Lord, when he baptized him,
当他遇见主为他施洗的时候，
he recognized something special.
他意识到有一个与众不同的地方。
He already knew him.
他已经早就知道他了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
how many of us want the Lord Jesus to return?
有多少人希望我们主耶稣基督的再来？
If the Lord Jesus was to walk in the door right now and appear to us,
如果耶稣基督今天从门进来，在我们面前显现，
How would we respond?
我们会如何反应呢？
I think we are going to be very blessed when we see him.
我们知道我们看见他就会非常的激动。
But I think we'll also be surprisedthat it's who we've been waiting for all along.
那我们会很惊奇地发现这一位就是我们一直在等候的那一位。
We have an opportunity to know the Lord Jesus intimately today.
我们今天有这个机会以能够非常亲密的个人之间与主有关系认识他。
If we separate ourselves from the world,
如果我们与世界分离出来
and commune with him,
而与他有交通
we'll get to know him.
我们就会认识他。
We'll know his love.
我们会认识他的爱。
Because we've experienced his love.
因为我们经历他的爱。
And because we've shared his love.
因为我们也共享他的爱。
But there's a strong warning that John gives us.
但是约翰却给我们一个极大的警告。
And I want to, in closing, read this verse.
我想要为大家读这句。
Luke 7, verse 29.
路加福音第七章二十九节。
Luke 7:29, when all the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, this would be the sinners, they declared God just, having been baptized with the baptism of John. Verse 30, but the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him.
作为结尾，我想读这个路加福音第七章。二十九三十节，众百姓和税吏，这里是想的认罪的罪人，既受过约翰的洗，听见这话，就以神为义。但法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
John has shown us the way.
约翰已经向我们显明了道路。
He's given us the path to Christ.
他已经向我们指明向通往基督的路。
But you have a choice today.
你今天有一个选择。
I have a choice today.
我今天有个选择。
Am I going to be a Pharisee?
我要成为一个法利赛人。
Oh, the Pharisees look good on the outside.
法利赛人在外面看起来很好。
They didn't have camel's hair.
他们没有穿骆驼毛的衣服。
They had nice robes.
他们的外袍都很华美。
And their hands were always in the form of prayer.
他们的手总是预备好祷告的样子。
And they looked so good.
他们真的看起来很美善。
But they were not interested in Christ.
但是他们却对基督毫无兴趣。
Or we can be the tax collector.
还是我们要成为税吏。
Who says, Lord, forgive me for my sins.
来对主说，主啊，求你饶恕我的罪。
Forgive me for the lack of attention I give you.
求你饶恕我没有足够对你有足够的注意。
Forgive me for wanting silver and gold.
求你饶恕我真的想要金和银。
Forgive me for putting my selfish desires above my family, above most of all Christ.
求你饶恕我要把自己的意愿超过于家人的意愿，更糟糕的是超过基督队的意愿。
Lord, if you're judging me right now, I accept the judgment.
主啊，如果你今天要审判我的话，我来接受我的审判。
And I want to change my ways.
我愿意我自己的方式被改变。
Lord, there's nothing. Everything seems so sour in my life and so sad in my life. I want the sweetness of your honey.
主啊，我的生活看起来又苦又酸，求你亲自成为我的蜜。
And one of the things the tax collectors saw day in and day out.Were lies.
那税吏每天全都看见的是 撒谎。
Tax collectors were liars themselves, surrounded by liars.
税吏他本身就是撒谎者，他也被一群爱撒谎的人所包围。
They yearned for truth.
他们真的渴慕真理。
And when they met John, John pointed to the truth.
当他们遇见施洗约翰的时候，约翰把真理指给他们看。
The truth is being pointed out to us today.
今天真理就在我们面前。
Get to know the truth.
好，叫我们知道真理。
Love the truth.
爱慕真理。
Embrace the truth.
来拥抱真理。
But this only comes through prayer.
但这些只能藉着祷告。
We cannot help the next generation.
我们不能来帮助我们下一代。
We cannot help ourselves.
我们也不能帮助自己。
We have to have that humble and contrite heart.
我们必须有一个谦卑而痛悔的心。
It really does start with humility.
这些都从一个谦卑开始。
It is on my heart if I was to share with you again sometime, this first step of humility.
如果我愿意再与会众来分享这个第一步，就是要谦卑。
It's that beautiful soil that grows grace and mercy of God.
只有谦卑才能让神的怜悯和恩典成长出来。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
May we pray for one another.
愿我们彼此代祷。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we want to be those trailblazers for Christ.
主耶稣，我们愿意成为基督的先驱者。
Lord, we choose.Not this world, but your life.
主耶稣，我们愿意不选择世界，而选择你的生命。
We desire for ourselves and for our children, a cloak of camel's hair, which is different from this world.
主啊，我们愿意我们自己和我们的孩子们能够披戴这个骆驼毛，与世界分别。
We want to be girded with your truth.
我们愿意被你的真理所束腰。
We want to accept your judgment and repent.
我们愿意接受你对我们的审判，并且悔改。
We want to taste of your sweetness.
我们愿意来尝你的甘甜。
We want to be those hidden ones that pray for one another.
我们愿意成为有隐藏祷告生活的人。
Lord, I do pray that you would give us a heart of prayer.
主，我们求你给我们这样一个愿意祷告的心智。
Words of man will not change us.
人的话语永远不能改变我们。
But the life of Christ will.
但基督的生命会改变我们。
We pray that we will see that life today.
我们祷告说，我们今天会看遇见这个生命。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.